Okay, this first one is not really the first. It's really not really Nagea Lamaisa, the first one for sure not. Well, actually, you hope not. Tashmish, to see blood because of Tashmish. So, Isha Sharosa Damachmas Tashmish, a woman sees blood because of intercourse. Afilo Shaloibashas Tashmish, even if it wasn't during the actual intercourse, Ela Achaka Paesa, she sees that night. When Teres L'Shamash Pambeis L'Achash Titar, then she goes to the mikveh, whatever, you know, 5 and 7, and then she's allowed to be together. Abul Mechush, but she has to be concerned that perhaps it's going to be a vest, meaning maybe intercourse is what caused her to get a period. Shemira Lokain Belel Tfila. If this happens on mikveh night, Azaki Shetivtol Tzarech Lifresh Menalel Tfila. When she's Toivel, she cannot be together with her husband on the Leil Tefillah, because maybe on Leil Tefillah, that causes, like yesterday we said about a combined occurrences that may cause periods. So maybe mikvah together with being with her husband will cause her to get a period. Right? So Garmin law, Lira's Dam, Veshema Tira Beleil Tefillah, Shenis, Veshas Tashmish Mamish. Maybe she's going to see during the actual Tashmish. Beleil Tefillah Shlishis, Enes, but on the third tefillah, she doesn't have to separate. The main concern was because of mikvah. Given the betefillah shniyah rasa, and since she didn't see in the second mikvah, so lechashinah they were not chayshish. V'cheinem ira la sharasa b'leil shniyah shel tefillah. If it happened that she saw in the second night of tefillah, tzarich lifresh betefillah shenis leil beis, meaning the next time she goes to mikvah, meaning that she goes to mikvah. And then the next day, she sees dam because of intercourse. So then she has to separate the second night after tefillah. But not in the third tefillah again, because once she passes in, she uproots it, so then you don't have to keep it anymore. And since there's a reyesa with this woman, then even if she has a set cycle, which usually means you only have to be concerned for that cycle and that's it, when she's together a second time, she needs a bedikah before tashmish and achat tashmish to see to make sure that she tashmish is not causing it to her to see it. And she should be careful, meaning if this happens to her, she should go get. She should go to a doctor to see if there's something wrong and try and heal her. If it happens that she sees during actual Tashmish, or right after Tashmish, this happens 3 times in a row. Then she's in a big trap. If this happens 3 times, then it's going to be very difficult to allow her to even be with her husband ever, because if it happens 3 times that she sees blood after intercourse, so then the intercourse, she may be one of those ladies that has intercourse and that causes her to get a period. I've never personally heard of it, at least not in my times. There have been stories about it, but from many years ago. Either way, you put her on pills now, that's what it would be, and then you move on from there. Let's say a woman feels during Tashmish that she got a period. She's mechuyev to say to her husband right then and there, I'm a nida. And he should not separate from her with an eiver chai, meaning with while he's still turned on. Because that's also a hana to pull out that way. He should lean on his hands and on his feet. Beloy aleha, not on her. Yemole pachad, and he should put himself with fear, bereses, and scared. Ala avera shabaliyode, on the avera that happened to him because of he's sleeping with Anita. Yishal amayra hara sheyare lechuva ala avera, and then he should ask amayra hara how to do tshuva on because of this avera. Fine. Okay. Hopefully that's not. I mean, the woman seeing blood after intercourse—that's that happens, but not usually a flow. Actually, now that I think about it, I just had a shiloh a few days ago. Yeah, somebody actually during intercourse saw a ton of blood. And it wasn't at a time that was expected. So, yeah, and I wish we went to the doctor. I don't remember the rest. Okay, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. Dine Kala ha-nechneses l'chuppah. A Kala that goes into the chuppah. Voi he-chesif. Aleph. Ish-reshi Before any woman gets married, she needs to count 7 clean days. Whether she's a katana that she didn't see blood, may oilam. Bain she's a kena, which means she's old. She's postmenopause because of the love. Tipa dam. She might lose a tip of dam, but never and will be lost. That's why we look at her like she's a nidamamish. And even after the Zayin Nekiyim, she really has to check herself every day until Tefillah. That part is up for debate. Now, it's because women who are getting remarried find this very surprising. Let's say they're getting remarried at age 55, 60, and they've been to the mikveh since their last period, so they're not nidus, but they still have to go to the mikveh before getting married. Let's say the marriage gets pushed off for any reason. Meaning, let's say something happened there, something that they decided they're not getting married. Then they change their mind, decide to get married. Even though she already counted 7 clean days, she needs to count again. She needs to count again. She needs to count again. Since she has a new, it's a new love. Even if she checked herself from the original 7 clean days, all the time while it was being delayed, still, it doesn't help. But let's say it wasn't a complete pushing off. I mean, they just couldn't come to an agreement on the finances. And because of that, the Nisuin got pushed off. Or they pushed from their own will, they pushed off the marriage. Then you have to ask a shayla if the Zayin will help. In the skaytidu b'shas nesuin, if they get into a fight, b'shas nesuin v'nichnas chasan achar tachas rishon, just shows you how their marriages worked. By the wedding, she gets upset. She gets upset. He gets upset, and then they say, "You know what? All right. Anybody else want to marry her?" And the guy stands up and says, "He'll marry her." Right? And nichnas chasan achar tachas rishon, and another chasan takes over the first one. Pshita d'leimani lazayin nikiyim. It doesn't help the Zayin Nekiyim that she did for a different chosen. And even after she decides she'll marry the other guy, then the first guy comes back. Sounds like a whole soap opera. The Zayin Nekiyim do not help because it got nullified. Since she removed her das from him, Lispa, she needs to count new. Right. Kimmel. Akala, you cannot get married until she goes to the mikvah. If the time is dochuk, and they need to make the nesuin while she's still tameh. Or it happens that she became a nida after the chuppah, before they were together, let's say in the yichud room or whatever. Like you say, they're not allowed to have yichud because of until she goes to the mikveh, right? So she can't, meaning it's chuppah's nida. That's the biggest headache of chuppah's nida is that the chasen and kala can't be together. The way we work it, chasen sleeps with the minor and the kala sleeps with the minor. And they can't be miyachid even during the day without a katan or a katana. And they can't just be a 2-year-old. They have to know about bia. Like the Dalai Lama, Shekvar Lav Shei Yitzer, and also they can't be too old that they already have a Yitzer Hara. Sheyesh Lachas, because we have to be concerned that maybe she'll also be coerced or be coerced not to say anything. Ella Beinonim, only Beinonim. Vein, meaning in the middle age, which we say is around five, age 5, 6 to around 9, 10.
What is it, siblings?
What?
Who did they use? Who did they use? Siblings?
They can use anybody, just the kids from like six to
No, but
nine.
I'm saying if they use other kids, then it's also Yichud, no?
No, because if you have one kid with him, one kid with her, right? So then that's enough. Without all the people there, that's not Yichud.
They sleep in the same room with
Really, they should
strange
sleep in the
kids?
same room, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, what they do is they just sleep in somebody's house. Whoa. And they just sleep in somebody's house and they just leave the door open. And then that's enough. That's really enough. Fine. It doesn't make a difference between whether it's a single guy marrying a widow or a single girl marrying us or a basula la'almana, or bein basula la'almana, or a basula or an almana shekosha le'bal isha zu miyamev, as long as he wasn't ever together with this woman. Hashinin the tak of Yitzre, b'choshesh that the Yitzhara took him over, v'asurin l'siyachet b'lishmira, and it's also to be miyachet without shmira. That's the first one, right? Took
First
Gimel?
rule.
Yeah. Okay.